Time to get going on this Thursday. Good to have you here. Glad that you're on board the Gruber train. It's the Steve Gruber Show for September 26, 2019. God bless America. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the United Kingdom, the High Court there in the UK has ruled that a person giving birth to a child is the child's mother. Yeah, we had to have a court ruling on this. No joke. I'm glad they got it right. Number two, a contentious hearing on Capitol Hill over gun control, and members of Congress are told regular American citizens will not give up their guns, even if there are gun bans coming. And number one, the sound you hear right now is the sound of air coming out of the Democrat balloons again, all pumped up again and no place to go, like they were for Hillary's huge victory party. Remember that? And then, of course, there was Bob Mueller's report and Stormy Daniels, of course. Let's not forget about her. And of course, Joe Biden and his troubles in Ukraine spreading like a plague. But here's the problem for Democrats. They've been going on incessantly for the last 3 or 4 days about a whistleblower complaint about a phone call between President Trump and President Zelensky of Ukraine. And they said, this is it. The president had a quid pro quo. He said, you have to investigate Joe Biden or we will withhold aid to Ukraine. He's mentioned time and again, 8 times at least, said the Wall Street Journal. Reported the New York Times and Washington Post and everybody else who just followed suit right along. The problem is, it's just not true. You see, in the transcript that the president released of the phone call, he said, there's nothing there. It's an ordinary phone call. And for the most part, that's true. Joe Biden has mentioned exactly 1 time. 1 time. The media completely overselling it again, completely wrong again. Are they wrong? Or are they corrupt, flat out, undeniably corrupt? Because that's the way it looks anymore. When you have the New York Times out there putting up anonymous op-ed pieces, was that about a year ago, right? And then you have reporting that's wrong day after day after day. How do you justify that? I mean, the Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN, they've all had to do retractions, and they should have done a hell of a lot more based on their shoddy reporting. Dishonest reporting, corrupt reporting. So in the transcript, the president asks the Ukraine for a favor. He does, looking into CrowdStrike. Not Joe Biden, CrowdStrike. That's where he says, I'd like to ask you a favor and talk about the potential interference in the 2016 presidential election in the United States that may have originated in part in Ukraine, a very corrupt nation in several ways, we're learning. And then later the president says, by the way, the other thing, there's a lot of talk. I'll share this exact bite. This is the one time in the phone call the president refers to Joe Biden and his son. Let me read it for you. The other thing, there's a lot of talk about Biden's son, that Biden stopped the prosecution, and a lot of people want to find out about that. So whatever you can do with the attorney general would be great. Biden went around bragging that he stopped the prosecution. So if you can look into it, it sounds horrible to me. That's it. That's the entire context of references to the former vice president. Now, keep in mind, Joe Biden himself bragged about getting that prosecutor fired. Bragged about it. So if the president asks about it, I don't see anything here that's worthwhile. So what have the Democrats done? They said now, no. It's about the whistle. It's not about this transcript. For the last 2 days, it was about the transcript of the phone call and all the things that Donald Trump had done and quid pro quo, and we're going to impeach him. Now it's about the whistleblower complaint, we're told. It's about the whistleblower complaint. In fact, Chuck Schumer can be witnessed here moving the goalpost in real time. Watch this. This is Chuck Schumer moving the goalpost in real time. Bite number 9 with Lucky Chucky Schumer. Bite 9. Go.
Getting the transcript is a good step. But it is the complaint we need. That is the gravamen of this resolution. It is the whistleblower's complaint, not the transcript, that we need and are asking for in this resolution.
So there you go, moving the goalposts. Moving the goalposts. And that's what happens time and again. When the Bob Mueller report fizzled badly and it was a big dud, they moved on to something else, racism and white supremacy, whatever they could think of. They're in full-on panic. And why? Because the new numbers show that Donald Trump's approval ratings are going up. And in a head-to-head contest with Joe Biden, Donald Trump wins. brand new polling here from Rasmussen. Donald Trump leads Joe Biden 47% to 43% in a brand new poll of likely U.S. voters. That's a big deal. 1,000 likely voters put the president ahead by 4 points. Don't think the Democrats don't realize that. Don't think the Democrats don't realize that. They know what's going on. So now they're shifting the whole focus to the whistleblower complaint. Well, the problem with the whistleblower complaint is people have seen it. People have seen it already. Republican Chris Stewart has seen it. He's a Republican from Utah. And so they're going to aim at the whistleblower report. But by the way, the whistleblower is trying to remain anonymous now, trying to hide from scrutiny. Because the whistleblower is apparently quite political. Did we get to 11? All right, let's get to bite number 11. Because here's Chris Stewart, Republican from Utah, along with Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, appearing on Laura Ingraham last night. Chris Stewart had just returned from looking at this whistleblower document, thought maybe there'd be something there. There's not. Listen to this. Bite 11. Go.
If you read this, it's snarky. It is. It claims something expansive that at the end of the day just.
It's kind of doing. It sounds like the whistleblower is doing what some of the Democrats are doing in discussing what this is all about. I mean, it's a spin, always the worst possible light for the president.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, you can read this, and it's pretty clear.
How long is it?
6 or 7 pages.
And is it like handwritten notes from the whistleblower?
No,
interview notes typed up? What
you
is
know,
it?
It's funny. We were kind of laughing because it looks like a Fusion GPS product, actually.
Laura, here's what...
It's a very well-organized, well-written document that makes one supposition. But it's all based on this one thing, on this.
So it is the phone call. It's not multiple other events, because earlier this week there were multiple events involving this.
This so-called whistleblower tells the inspector general some indicia of an arguable political bias. Now, who the heck talks like that?
Yeah, who talks like that? Somebody grinding an axe. That's who does it. There is one honest Democrat, though. I'm going to show her to you right now. Tulsi Gabbard asked about this yesterday on Hill TV. Asked about the transcript, the phone call, impeachment, all of it. Here's Tulsi Gabbard, bite number 5. Go, Tulsi Gabbard.
First of all, the top of the news at the today, there's, of course, the transcript of the President of the United States, the phone call with Ukraine that has been released. You've spoken previously about impeachment last night. You thought it would be incredibly divisive for the country. This is something that much of the caucus, though, seems united in pursuing. Has your mind changed on the issue of impeachment after that transcript has come out?
It hasn't. Mm-hmm. You know, I think when you step outside of the bubble here in Washington and you get to where most folks in the country are, look, I'm not a lawyer, but I think most people reading through that transcript are not going to find that extremely compelling cause to throw out a president that won an election in 2016. And mm-hmm. instead, what I think most people will see is, hey, this is another move by Democrats to get rid of Donald Trump, further deepening the already hyper-partisan divides that we have in this country. And that's really where I'm coming from.
She's right. We'll leave it right there. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, straight ahead. Don't go anywhere.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
The National Guard for me was a perfect fit. I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. I didn't find that in the normal day-to-day life. life. I didn't find that working behind a desk. I realized being hands-on and being a soldier was something that would keep me active, keep me outside, keep me in that team environment that I craved and that I needed so much. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake. I wanted to be in Boise, Idaho. I wanted to be home. The National Guard gave me the opportunity to stay right where I was, serve my country and my community, and it was the best of both worlds. I grew up flying bush planes in Alaska with my dad. I was fortunate enough to get my pilot's license. I wanted to be in helicopters. I wanted to be a crew chief. The Army National Guard gave me a chance to fly helicopters now instead of fixed-wing aircraft.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard, the Michigan Association of Broadcasters, and this station. Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me, it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.